and welcome to William Shun's Shuncast, science fiction, and more. Brought to you by www.shun.net and delivered directly to you through the magic of the internet.
Hi, I'm Bill Shun, and welcome to episode number 56 of William Shun's Shuncast, Science Fiction and More, where today we're going to focus more on the science fiction part than the more, but we'll get to that eventually. First, I want to come to you for money. Yes. Now, I know that there's been a huge lapse since the last episode of this podcast. The last one, I think, came in December of 2011, and I was asking you for money then, too. We were trying to raise money for the Magic for Terry auction back then, raising money to help with medical and legal funds for editor Terry Windling and her family. And you guys came through. And now I don't want this podcast to turn into a thing where I only put up new episodes when I'm trying to get you to contribute some of your hard-earned cash to some cause or other. So for that reason, I'm actually going to do more than just beg you for money. I am going to give you a new story in this episode of the podcast. It's actually not brand new. It was published a few years ago in Electric Velocipede, but this will be the audio debut of my short story, Care and Feeding of Your Piano. Mm-hmm. But first, to the donations. Kickstarter. You've heard of Kickstarter. There's a fantastic project that I'm involved with that's in the, well, really in the very last hours of a Kickstarter campaign right now. That's an anthology called Glitter and Madness, the Speculative Nightclub Anthology. This is an anthology edited by Lynn M. Thomas, Michael Damian Thomas, and John Klima. You may know the first two from Apex Publications and the third name from Electric Velocipede. The premise of the Glitter and Madness anthology is simple. It's a fiction anthology filled with roller derby, nightclubs, glam aliens, literal party monsters, drugs, sex, glitter, debauchery. Lynn and Michael and John came up with this anthology as they were talking about going to Worldcon in San Antonio, which takes place this August. And John said he wanted to throw a glitter party for all the science fiction and fantasy people that he knows. And Michael showed him the link to the Rollercade, San Antonio's number one roller skating rink that does black light glow-in-the-dark roller skate parties. So that sounded like an awesome place for a party, but they wanted an excuse for something to celebrate at this party, so they came up with this anthology. As they say on the Kickstarter page, why just throw a glow-in-the-dark roller skating party when you can make it a book release party? And what's better than a glow-in-the-dark roller skating party celebrating a book about the secret history of 20th century nightclub party culture? And as they go on to say, so we're editing, assembling, and printing an anthology as a co-production with Apex Publications between now and August of 2013 when we're all in San Antonio for Worldcon. Yes, that's foolish and overly optimistic, but it fits the title that Cat Howard unintentionally gave us, Glitter and Madness. These three editors went out and gathered I'm going to call it a great roundup of some of the best speculative fiction writers around, and I'm just kind of honored to be part of it. It'll feature a standalone novella from New York Times bestselling author Shannon McGuire, set in her encrypted universe. And there will also be stories from Alan De Niro, Amal El-Motar, Daryl Gregory, Damian Walters Grintalis, Maria Davana Headley, Cat Howard, Vilar Kaftan, Jennifer Pelland, Tim Pratt, Kat Rambo, Tansy Rayner Roberts, Diana Roland, Sophia Samitar, David J. Schwartz, Rachel Swirsky, and me. And having reached 50% of the funding goal already, they've opened the anthology to submissions. So if you want to submit a story to the anthology, they're going to start reading very soon. So the anthology will not just be limited to these authors. Now, I mentioned they've reached 50% of the funding goal a few days ago. The anthology is trying to raise $15,000 to underwrite the publication and associated costs. As of this recording, with 71 hours to go, they have not quite hit $10,000. They're a little bit above $9,800, which means there's still over a third of the way to go and only 71 hours left to do it. By the time you hear this, who knows? It could be, you know, 60 hours left, 48 hours. What you need to do is go to glitterandmadnessbook.com. Check out the website there. There's a lot of great Q&As with writers who are going to be participating in the book. There's links to some videos that the editors have created that are essentially book trailers that we all either contributed some video or photographs to. Click on the Kickstarter link over on the right-hand side of the page. That will take you to the Kickstarter campaign where you can contribute. And there are a whole lot of awesome perk levels. I won't run through all of them, but they include getting electronic copies of the book. If you contribute enough, you can get an advance electronic copy of Seanan McGuire's novella. And there's also a lot of opportunities for Tuckerizations. If you don't know what a Tuckerization is, that's when a writer uses the name of a real person, an acquaintance of theirs, in a short story. So for a $250 pledge, you can get any of several different contributors of the book to write you into their story as a character, and I'm one of those. So if you can contribute, only one of these available for me. There are several available for other authors. But if you want to claim that perk, a mere $250 will get your name in my story. And to tell you a little bit about my story, I'm actually writing it together with my wife, Laura Chavone. We're writing a story that's set in the nightclubs and roller discos of Chicago in the 80s. And you probably know that I was a backward Mormon kid. I went to some clubs, but I was not like a major party club scene goer. Laura knows a lot more about what was going on in Chicago back then, having experienced a lot of it. And so we're drawing on some of her experiences, her knowledge of the scene, to put this story together. I'm calling it a story about slippery souls. We haven't actually come up with a title, but that's kind of a cool title, don't you think? Yeah. Well, anyway, we really need your help to make this anthology happen. If we don't get to the $15,000 level in the next 3 days, 2 days, 1 day by the time you hear this, I don't know, then the anthology is just not going to happen, and we're not going to have a great glittery release party in San Antonio, and everyone's going to be very sad. And I will have written this story for nothing. You don't want that to happen. So go to glitterandmadnessbook.com. I'll put this link in the show notes also. Click on the Kickstarter link and kick in a few shekels. We've really got to make a big push. Now, when there's going to be preliminary sketches of the cover that go up when the Kickstarter hits the 75% level, but we're not there yet. We're not even to 66.66%. So go now. Put this podcast on pause, or you could keep listening to it if you want to. Go to glittermadnessbook.com, click the Kickstarter link, and contribute a little bit of money. You'll be glad you did. Just for God's sake, I probably forgot to mention this, for God's sake, do it before the morning of Saturday, February 16th, which is when the Kickstarter ends. It ends about, 10 a.m. Eastern time, but don't wait until Saturday. Do it today, Wednesday. Do it Thursday. Do it Friday. Kickstarter ends Saturday, February 16th. All right, having gotten that out of the way and beginning to feel like a person who's on an NPR fun drive. Did I say fun drive? NPR fund drives are not fun. I thought I'd catch you up a little bit on what's been going on in my life. I'll do this very briefly because it's been a year since we've spoken last. I don't know if I told you before or not, but for the last almost 2.5 years now, I've been the co-host and co-producer of a reading series here in Chicago called Tuesday Funk. You can find out all about Tuesday Funk at tuesdayfunk.org, where we have a schedule of upcoming readings, we have bio notes about all our readers, we have video from past readings. We call Tuesday Funk Chicago's eclectic writing series, where good writing and good beer mix. We're upstairs at Hopleaf Bar on the north side of Chicago, 5148 North Clark Street on the first Tuesday night of every month. Our most recent reading was February 5th, and it included a lot of great readers, including the Bram Stoker Award-winning horror writer John Everson, who read just an amazing short story. You can – hopefully the video of that will be available on YouTube at some point if John lets us. But this last episode of Tuesday Funk was a – was called Not Your Parents' Valentine's Day, and it was all readings about love, beauty, romance, dating, sex, and the second half of the show, let me just say that Hopleaf is 21 and older for a reason, and boy, the audience there got treated to a real show from John Everson and Hannah Martin, the paranormal erotic romance writer who also read that evening. The point is, Tuesday Funk is really cool, and even if you're not in Chicago, you can check out the show just by going online to TuesdayFunk.org. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy putting it together every month. I read a poem every month at the reading series, and you can see a lot of those on the website also. I've been thinking about turning Tuesday Funk into a podcast, in fact, if some of our readers would be interested in allowing us to use their readings for those purposes. If that happens, I'll update you here so you can subscribe to the Tuesday Funk podcast as well. Our next reading is going to be March 5th. You can read all about that at TuesdayFunk.org. And we're very excited that in April, our new co-host is going to be Andrew Huff, who is the founder and editor of a Chicago-centric news and events blog called Gaper's Block. Blog is probably demeaning to what Gaper's Block does. It's a full news site and calendar of events, a curated calendar of events going on here in Chicago. And so we're going to be partnering up with Gaper's Block going forward, and Andrew and I will be hosting Tuesday Funk together. Really great stuff in store for our reading series, so please go check it out. And you can follow Tuesday Funk on Twitter also by going to at Tuesday Funk. You may be curious about what's going on with my memoir, The Accidental Terrorist. Well, I did yet another draft of it. I whittled the book down to about 110,000 words, and it's out right now on submission. So we'll see what happens with that. I'll definitely keep you updated here if there are any if there's any breaking news about The Accidental Terrorist. I may have told you before I was also working on a young adult science fiction novel. It used to be called Technomancers, and then it was called Endgame. And finally, we settled on the title that stuck. It's called Waking Vishnu. It's a young adult science fiction novel that looks like urban fantasy for much of its length, but it's definitely science fiction. I've just finished the third draft of that book, and hopefully that'll be going out on submission soon. That's essentially what's going on with me writing-wise. I haven't really done a lot of short stories over the past few years because I've been working on this book. But I have had requests from various folks for short stories a time or two. So I have written a few, but right now I'm trying to focus on getting some more short fiction bashed out before I dive into whatever book I write next. All right, I guess that'll do as the update for what's going on with Bill. Remember, if you just can't live without news and opinions and blather from my corner of the universe, you can always go to shun.net. There are you can check out my blog there. You can follow me on Twitter at shun, S-H-U-N-N. I've got an author page on Facebook too. Just look up William Shun. But now let's get to the part of the show that hopefully you've been waiting for with bated breath. This story was, I'm reading it actually as a request. I had a request from reader, listener Samuel Montgomery Blinn, who wanted to hear a reading of Care and Feeding of Your Piano, which appeared in Electric Velocipede. So, Sam, this is for you. Care and Feeding of Your Piano, a short story by William Shun. 1.1. Warning. While the personalized, interactive, hypertextual nature of this manual may tempt you to skip from topic to topic, skimming through or overlooking any section is strongly discouraged and furthermore may nullify some or all warranties. See Appendix G5 for waivers of remedy specific to your locale. Viewed topics will be marked as you access them. Do not attempt to operate your piano until you have read all topics and passed the certification quiz in Section 12. 1.1.1, Discretionary Updates. While all you need to know for the safe operation and maintenance of your piano can be found in this manual, occasional updates and clarifications, both general and user-targeted, may be distributed from time to time. Please check regularly for addenda in the appendices following J and for topic-specific revisions. 2.1. Welcome. Hola, Señor Espinosa. Congratulations on your purchase of the Mydong and Daughters P-Nano CG Mark 6.2, the only autotropic concert grand piano with true biostatic action, trademark. Your new piano is truly a work of art, the culmination of centuries of craft and decades of research in nanotechnology and bioengineering. With its billions of integrated nanural pathways, the P-Nano CG will learn to respond over time to your own unique performance style, providing the fullest, most resonant acoustics you've ever experienced. In other words, the more you play it, the better it sounds. Your piano is fully self-tuning and 100% regenerative. It never even needs to be dusted. With proper care, in fact, the P-Nano CG will continue to bring pleasure and delight to your audiences well into the next century. You'll never need another piano as long as you live. Again, we are delighted to welcome an internationally renowned performer of your stature to the Mydong and Daughters P-Nano family. We look forward to a long association. 2.3.2. Lineage. Your custom-grown P-Nano CG incorporates blueprints and germplasms licensed from the Steinway, Young Chang, and Hopfner lines, with certain elements from Bösendorfer introduced for improved structural integrity. Though more than suited to day-to-day usage and rehearsal needs, this baby could stand up to an onstage pounding from Maestro Liszt himself. Complete pedigree downloadable upon request. Addendum. K.1. Routine Maintenance Reminder. Mydong and Daughters understands how busy the life of a jet-setting, in-demand international concert artist must be. The P-Nano CG, however, does best in an environment of human interaction. If your piano is intended as a home rehearsal instrument only and will not tour with you, Señor Espinosa, please consider engaging a licensed attendant to care for it and provide it companionship in your absence. This will be money well spent, and your piano won't go hungry. Refer to Appendix K.2 for a customized listing of P-Nano care specialists in and around Buenos Aires. We also strongly suggest reviewing Section 3.2 and all other unviewed topics and passing the Section 12 certification quiz. 3.2. Routine Care and Maintenance. Your piano requires regular, if only minimal, care and maintenance. Follow these simple directions to keep its finish glossy, black, and dust-free, its action and trap work supple and crisp in operation, and its strings perfectly in tune no matter the local humidity and atmospheric pressure. 3.2.1. Watering. Add 500 milliliters of water daily to duct A, above and behind the closed fallboard. See video 3.2a. This will keep your piano's hard and soft woods resonant, and additionally will power the biostatic action, trademark, that carries nutrients to all parts of the instrument, allowing vital functions to operate smoothly. 3.2.2. Feeding. Add approximately 250 grams of nutrients daily via duct B. See video 3.2b. This will ensure structural integrity and will keep movable and vibrating parts alike in their ideal states of repair. For optimal results, we recommend Mydong and Daughters P-Nano Fortify brand ferrofibrous nutrient mixture, available from better music supply vendors or by subscription. You may also substitute materials from your own kitchen and tool shed with little to no ill effect. Be sure your mixture contains elements rich in fiber and carbohydrates. For example, celery, corn bran, potato skins, carrot shavings, as well as the occasional small metal item. For example, low-denomination coin or used food tin. See Appendix C.2 for a full list of acceptable nutritional substitutes with recipes. For the current metal content of Argentinian coinage, see Appendix C.5. 3.2.3.1 Nutrient Adjustments. Fine-tune the amount of nutrient mixture your piano requires by observing the color of the finish. If it turns a bit gray, increase the amount slightly. Should it acquire a brownish tinge, decrease the amount. Addendum L.1 Restatement of Damage Waiver. Please be reminded, Señor Espinosa, that my Dong and Daughters bears no responsibility for losses or damage to your instrument or other property incurred through inattention to or neglect of its routine maintenance requirements, or pursuant to failure to properly complete the Section 12 certification quiz before operation. For an updated list of local licensed P-Nano care specialists standing by to assist you in every need, see Appendix K.2. L.1.1 Damage Vector Hypothesis. Formalities aside, we regret any damage sustained by your imported northern red oak flooring and offer our sincerest sympathies. It is unlikely, however, that the weight of your instrument is what caused the hardwood to crack and the piano's trusses to sink several centimeters into your flooring. In the likeliest scenario, a sustained lack of nutrient application resulted in the instrument's seeking sustenance from the only source at hand, or at foot, as the case may be. Please refer to section 3.2.3.2 of this manual for a refresher on the absorptive properties of your piano's exterior surfaces, which may also shed light on the unfortunate disappearance of your precious Beethoven Sonata manuscript. 3.2.3.2 External Absorption. Your piano is capable of absorbing nutrients via any external surface, but at comparatively low efficiency. This method should be reserved for the administering of occasional treats. See Section 7, Training. But for this reason, don't worry if you spill a little food around duct B during feeding. 3.2.3.A, Fun Tip. At a cocktail party, switch your instrument into Play RP Nano mode and let it entertain your guests. It can even extrude a handy tip jar to receive donations of small coins. Fun for your guests, and a tasty treat that will help keep your piano in tip-top shape. 3.2.4, Waste. Excess materials are collected in a convenient bundle resembling a small hemp sack. Remove the bundle weekly via duct C, see video 3.2c, and dispose as you would of any other household refuse. Failure to remove waste in a timely manner may result in a clogging up that renders your P-Nano CG irritable and cranky. You may be able to relate. Addendum N.1 Disclaimer of Responsibility for Underperformance. We at My Dong and Daughters are saddened and distraught, Señor Espinosa, to learn of the continued underperformance of your P-Nano CG. It is our goal to produce only the finest and most reliable of precision autostatic musical instruments. May we remind you, Señor, that your piano is a magnificent instrument accustomed to the disciplined attentions of a world-class performance artist, i.e., yourself. Conditioning it to a diet of Chopin nocturnes, then abandoning it to interminable stretches of chopsticks at the ungentle hands of a 12-year-old neighbor, is not the path most conducive to the health and well-being of your instrument, no matter the pecuniary advantage you may achieve. A certain recalcitrance in the area of tuning is only to be expected from your P-Nano CG in reaction to such a regimen. Please let us remind you again of our listing of licensed specialists in Appendix K.2 and of the vital importance of completing the Section 12 certification quiz. N.1.1 Companionship of Minors and Animals. Under normal circumstances, P-Nano series instruments thrive in a lively environment replete with children and household pets. However, My Dong and Daughters does not recommend subjecting your piano to the companionship of minors attended by rambunctious and vocal Yorkshire Terriers, particularly those with a propensity for relieving themselves against the instrument's trusses. Just a friendly word to the wise, as it were. N.1.2. Other environmental concerns. In the further interest of cajoling your piano into a better mood, you might also consider leaving the curtains open during your periods of absence. See section 3.2.5 for details. 3.2.5. Exposure to sunlight. Unlike with other pianos, you are encouraged to position your P-Nano CG near a window that receives full sunlight. Your instrument will be happiest in bright, energy-rich surroundings. Addendum. Q.1. Suggested circumscription of repertoire. My Dong and Daughters is well aware, Signor Espinosa, of your fame for reinterpreting the solo works of the great 20th century modernist composers. And, may we respectfully add, richly deserved that reputation is. May we humbly suggest, however, that until you have successfully completed your piano's course of rebalancing therapy, as outlined in Appendix P, you limit your home rehearsals to the works of such leading romantic figures as Beethoven, Schubert, and Mendelssohn. Even the less impressionistic works of such composers as Ravel and Debussy would be acceptable, but in its present state, the polytonality and pandiatonicism typical of Stravinsky, Ives, and their ilk serve only to agitate your piano further. Our chief librarian adds that under no circumstances should you rehearse your signature piece, Vincent Persichetti's Ninth Piano Sonata. See Appendix G.3 for a review of our liability limitations in consequence of acts expressly contravened by this manual and its addenda. Q.2. Suggested lack of material participation in unverifiable incidents. Further, My Dong and Daughters can neither suggest nor take responsibility for any connection, explicit or implied, between its product and any uncorroborated, unverifiable, and altogether improbable incidents reported by and resulting in psychological trauma to unauthorized underage caretakers verbally contracted by you in contravention of duly constituted child labor statutes obtaining in your locality of primary residence. We suggest you suggest the boy re-examine his admittedly jumbled memory of the events of this past October and seek his dog elsewhere. We're certain he'll realize that in all the excitement, the little bounder must have run away. Q.3. Suggested modification to nutrient intake. As a result of recent remote diagnostic analyses, a slight modification to your piano's routine daily nutrient intake is recommended by our Raw Materials Advisory Panel. They suggest replacing the current feed with a combination of chunked venison or other exotic meat, sweet potatoes lightly mashed, and a garnish of common grass. The relevant sections of Appendix C have been updated to reflect this change of dietary emphasis. As a further reminder, your duly licensed local P-Nano care specialists, as enumerated in Appendix K.2, remain on call 24 hours a day, ready, willing, and able, nay, desperate, to remedy your every pianistic exigency, be it ever so minor. Please. Addendum. U.1. Reversion of fiscal responsibilities incidental to alleged events. It is from the profound depths of our most subterranean regrets, Signor Espinosa, that My Dong and Daughters must return the collection notices so kindly forwarded by your representatives. Though moved by the desperate plight of the young man in question and the financial straits of his family, and despite a thoroughgoing and exhaustive search, we can discover no legal pathway by which a monetary underwriting of his extended hospitalization can be compelled. We remain confident, however, that your fabled generosity will prove instrumental in bringing to a happy resolution his, allegedly, trauma-induced psychotic stupor. We have every faith in you. U.2. Reminder of transactional constraints. Our concern for your reputation and good standing in the community is such, Senor, that before the embarrassment of another judicial injunction interrupts your attempts at commerce, we urge you to review Section 10.4.5.3 of this manual. 10.4.5.3, Resale and Export Limitations. Your right to resale of this product is not guaranteed. Please consult an attorney before attempting any transfer of ownership. This product is not approved for export to the United States, Canada, Brazil, European Union, Japan, Indian Confederacy, Pakistan, South Africa, or Dubai. Other local transactional restrictions may obtain. Addendum W.1, Extension of Condolences. We at My Dong and Daughters wish to extend to you, Señor Espinosa, condolences from below the most Stygian reaches of our heavy, heavy hearts on the occasion of your so recent tragedy. With the rest of the civilized world, we mourn the shattered, mangled hands that will never again thrill audiences from the greatest stages on the planet with their renditions of Liszt's Transcendental Etudes. Your immeasurable, incalculable, incomprehensible loss is shared by us all. W.1.1, Reassignment of Culpability. We regret to add that we must, with much weeping and wailing and rending of garments, disclaim any responsibility for the unfortunate incident in question. Independent tests, as documented in Appendix W.3, demonstrate conclusively that even in the most robust representatives of the P-Nano line, the fallboard cannot snap shut on the hands of a performing pianist with sufficient speed and force to administer injuries consistent with those you suffered. Furthermore, Argentina has no reciprocal agreement with the Central Korean Republic that would permit an attachment of assets such as that proposed by your representatives, even in the unlikely event that culpability had been demonstrated. May we add, with the most abject acknowledgement of our entire and utter unworthiness, that we advised you not to attempt the Persichetti? Addendum Z.1, Confirmation of Pending Contractual Termination. My Dong and Daughters is delighted, Señor Espinosa, to offer compensation totaling the full original purchase price of your P-Nano CG times 20 upon reclamation of said instrument. An additional payment, in like amount, to the family of the troubled and self-destructive young man will follow. May he rest in peace at last. Neither transaction should be construed in any way as admission of liability of any sort on the part of My Dong and Daughters, or any of its subsidiaries, assignees, or agents. For your part, we trust you will effect the total and immediate termination of any and all advertisements for children's piano lessons in the Korean language periodicals of Buenos Aires. We further express our every confidence in your ability to direct the ambassador to a suitably advanced substitute tutor for superintending the continued studies of his beloved young daughter. Our thanks to you for what has been a most stimulating and instructive association. We look forward to informing you that our extraction team is clear and your apartment is once more safe for habitation. And there you have it. I hope you enjoyed that. That is my short story, Care and Feeding of Your Piano, which originally appeared in issue 21/22 of Electric Velocipede, which came out in fall of 2010, or it might have been delayed into 2011. I don't remember. In any event, I hope you enjoyed that. Thanks for listening to the Shuncast, and because you have made it this far, I am going to offer a special gift to whatever listener emails me first at proprietor@shun.net. In the subject line of your email, you should say, "Waking up in the white room." That's "Waking up in the white room." And this is a collection of short stories that I privately printed for a few friends this past Christmas. If you're the first person to write me with that subject line and say you want the book, I will send you a signed copy, and that will be your gift to you from me for listening to this whole goddamn podcast. Oh, yes. One more thing to tell you about before I let you go. If you happen to be going to Austin, Texas in March for South by Southwest for the interactive conference specifically, I will be there. I'm not on any panels or anything, but I am appearing in a special reading series called 20 by 2. This has been a tradition in Austin at South by Southwest for 13 years or so, and 20 by 2 has also had one episode in Chicago. That was a couple of years ago at Martyrs. But the concept is they throw out a very short question to 20 different people and invite those people to answer the question in 2 minutes in any way they wish. It's a really cool show. Our question this time is, what changed? And so if you want to see me live at a microphone answering the question, what changed, for 2 minutes, come out to 20 by 2 at Elysium in Austin, Texas on the evening of Saturday, March 9th. And you can find out more about that at the 20 by 2 website, which is the digits 20x2.org. 20by2.org. Go there for all the information, and maybe I'll see you in Austin. If you're there, stop me and say hello. Next time you hear from me, hopefully there will be some awesome news to report. I don't know. I don't expect any at the moment, but, you know, it could happen. Until next time, this is William Shun signing off. Thanks for listening.
The spoken portion of William Shun's Shuncast Science Fiction and More is the sole property of William Shun. Copyright 2013. This episode is distributed under a Creative Commons license, which permits redistribution only with proper attribution, unaltered for non-commercial purposes. For more information, please see shun.net/podcast. For questions or comments, please send email to podcast@shun.net. Please include the number of the episode you're writing about. Letters become property of William Shun and may be read on the program. Visit Bill on the web at shunn.net. This podcast is a production of Sinister Regard.